Good evening. You're with Jay Barvell for the next hour, and you're here for the Psychic Playground here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. So I've been a little bit tense over the past, I'd say, couple of months, and I'd say a lot of it had to do with this whole Pluto transition, finally exiting Capricorn and finally entering completely Aquarius. For its journey for the next, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. You'll have to ask your favorite world-class astrologer here at 12 Radio what the answer to that is, but it's a very long time, a very long time. And so I've been feeling extra tense, like my ears want to be, or my shoulders want to be up at my ears. And so I want to play our favorite song at the beginning here. At least it's my favorite song. I hope it's becoming your favorite song, and that is Balanced Love by Acheron. It's a great way to move and groove and let go and ground, and also remind yourself to let the love in. So, without further ado, please enjoy this music. Please groove with it as I will be, and I will join you on the other side for the Psychic Playground.
Open your heart and let love in.
Stay on you.
practice the feeling of love? How does it feel? Feel real love and send it through your body.
Feel real love and send it through your body. Oh my goodness, you gotta love that. So welcome to the show, everybody. As you already know, for those of you that are my regular listeners, you have found your way to the Jay Varvel Show that then turned into the Psychic Playground. And I'm so grateful to be here with you. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play my new intro music for the Psychic Playground as we open up our time together and we have our show, the big show. And the big show where I have some big news. Good evening and welcome to the show. This is the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. It is Wednesday, December 18th at about 4:10 p.m. Pacific time. And you may also be listening in the no time world, where you can be listening on demand at your leisure. We do post all the shows here on 1-2 Radio over on our station, 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. And when you get there, you can go to each host. I'm Jay Varvel. When you go to my page, you'll see an option for on demand. It's there at the center part of the page, and you'll see a list of all the shows I have been in or have recorded myself over the past 6 months. And they're there available for you to listen right there from the website or to download if you want to keep it forever. So as I said, it is a beautiful Wednesday, December 18th, and I'm here in Los Angeles, and we had an 80 plus degree day here. The Santa Ana winds are blowing, and I opened up our condo, and it has been so nice to have the fresh air come in and the fresh energy move through our place. I can feel it every time a breeze comes through, and it inspired me to clean and organize and to get myself situated. So I am loving it. And so if you happen to be experiencing that kind of weather, wherever you happen to be, hallelujah. If you might be digging your way out of some snow or in a chill, I hope you are able to find your way to a fire to get yourself warmed up. No matter what, I hope you are able to make yourself at home because you are with me at my home for the next hour. So this is the Psychic Playground. We usually play some kind of game, some kind of psychic game. Today I have big news, so I'm going to take up that time to talk about it and have that be today's topic, which is change is changing. Change is changing. And I love that the breeze is coming through because I always feel like it's like the winds of change whenever the winds come up. So the winds of change are definitely blowing through, and many of you might have already heard. But I am going to be handing over the reins as producer here at 1-2 Radio to the amazing, the wonderful, and the talented Serena. Serena has been on the lines over at 1-2 Listen with me for, I would say, at least a year now. And we have been training together over the past couple of months. Serena was going to be my co-producer. And because of some new information, it is now turning out to be she's going to be the main producer here at 1-2 Radio, starting after the first of the year. So I'm super excited about that in the sense that I'm passing the reins over to Serena, and you could not be in better hands. And just like me, Serena has her own show, and you can find her over at 1-2 Listen. So here's the thing that's changing. I'm no longer going to be the main producer here at 1-2 Radio after today. However, I'm not leaving you high and dry because Serena's going to be here starting in the new year. I'm going to still have my show. I'm going to still be on 1-2 Listen. But I have accepted a full-time job that is going to have me working a normal, quote, 8-to-5 schedule. And it's for a company called IWC. I'm going to be working in their United States division, one of their United States companies called Regis. And it's a company where you can get office space by the hour, by the day, by the month. But it's a really great option for startup companies and entrepreneurs that cannot afford to lease a regular corporate space in a high-rise building wherever they are in their business, but they still need a space like that to do their business. We and companies like us, but Regis, come check out Regis. That is the company where I'll be working, where they do offer that corporate office space. And so I'm gonna be part of their front-end staff, learning the business and getting to have what I'm going to consider a whole new adventure, learning a brand new business, and also a whole new adventure in bringing some more stability, that is financial stability, into my life, into my world. I spend an awful lot of time talking to all of you, offering so much guidance and advice that comes through the Holy Spirit whenever we happen to be here together for the radio show, but also when I get to connect with you over on 1-2 Listen for those special ones that I get to connect with over there. When we connect, it's this opportunity for so much guidance to come through for you and your journey and what's going on specific to your situation. And it's truly a magical thing for me to be a part of that and to channel that information. What is the challenge for me and anyone that's in a position like me is to be able to offer those gifts, that guidance, but to be able to get the wisdom out of it so then we can apply the wisdom to our life. Because how many people do you know that are in the self-help world that aren't so great at taking care of their own life? It's like, we can be really great at helping others, but not so really great at helping ourselves is a better way, an easier way to say it. And so just like that person I'm mentioning, I used to be very much one of those people and still kind of am. It's this thing that I feel like we're always constantly working on and managing, that thing called ourself, that whole mind, body, spirit complex of light that is here having a very physical human experience. And what our physical human experience needs and what our spirit needs might be different things, or they might be the same thing, but it might not come in the linear fashion that we expect, or the dreams that we hold dear may not come to unfold the way we expect. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening, and that doesn't mean that there isn't an amazing unfolding that's happening. And so even though this to me is a certain kind of a detour compared to what I expected, you know, as far as the trajectory of my life, but it's a happy detour. I am excited about what is going to come, and especially because it is come to me in a sort of kind of unexpected way. It's like an opportunity that came and I took advantage of it. And so for me, I'm excited to see where that goes. Sometimes those pop up for me in my life, and I know many of you have had that experience. And sometimes you take advantage of it, and sometimes you don't. So I'm going to keep you all posted on what happens to me and my new journey and my new role. But I will still be available over on 1-2 Listen to help out during nights and weekends. So I'm not going to be too far away. It will not be as easy to get a hold of me during the day. But of course, please use the schedule an appointment button if you are looking for me and you don't see me signed on, because that does open up a dialogue box with me to let me know you are wanting to work with me, and we'll get a time figured out. I am still flexible and fluid in that way, and you all here as part of the 1-2 world, as part of the 1-2 universe, you all are very near and dear to my heart, and I'm so grateful that this experience is going to allow me to do both, where I'm still going to get to be here, but I'm also going to be able to start a whole new experience. And for me, as far as my own personal journey, this is going to be my opportunity to have some work-life balance where I'm able to have my passion project, which is this work, while also having my full-time quote job to bring in the stability, to bring in the regularity, to bring in the growth and the newness in another kind of way. And my relationship with Alan, I have my dog Watson, I have my dear friends, my family members that have always been there, but it's like a new sense of these new, it's like it all has to get balanced out. It all has to get sort of like integrated in a different kind of way. And so I'm excited at the anticipation of the new. And I'm also very excited in this present moment to be with you live on the air. Okay, so I want to take the time for the rest of the show to answer any questions. If anybody has any questions about my news, or if you have anything that you'd like to share about any new news that you might be going through, any transition that you want to share about, that is some fantastic news, I would love for you to share it, and I would share it on the air. And if you would like to get a reading from me, I will pull a card for you. You just have to put in your request. Let me know if you want me to pull a card for a general read. Let me know if you have a question, and we'll get that started right away too. First come, first serve, and we'll do that for the rest of the show. Don't forget, tonight is Oliver and Raven's holiday special. That's going to be starting during Oliver's hour. He starts at 6 p.m. Pacific, right after Ginger. And then it's going to carry on and continue for 2 hours into Raven's hour at 7 p.m. Pacific. So come enjoy the holiday festivities, you know, with Oliver and Raven. It's going to be exciting and entertaining. You'll definitely not want to miss it. Okay. Oh, wow, the news is out. I can breathe. Let me take a quick drink. You do the same. And let me then go on over to the chat room and check in on you. Oh no, I just realized the microphone has not been actual good microphone, so I apologize if the sound quality was not that great. It's the kind of thing, it was staring at me like, something's not right about that, something's not right about that. And then it was like, oh yeah, it says MacBook Pro, not HyperX. So hopefully you noticed the difference, because now I'm actually talking in the microphone that's right in front of me instead of my computer that's kind of on the other side of the desk. All right. So much going on. So much going on. So are you all experiencing lots of changes? Are you guys feeling the crunch, so to speak? How has your holiday season been? Have you already had some holiday family time? Has it been exciting and enjoyable? Has it been not so much? Let me know in the comments. All right, Karen. Hi, Karen. She's joining us. She's got a holiday wreath here. It's beautiful colors of green and red. That pop of red. I love it. Rosalie. Hi, Rosalie. She says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you here tonight. Thank you for being here. And Renee. Renee. She says, Jay, happy holidays. And she's got a hi. Well, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here, Renee. And a big hi back to you and all of your family, your fur babies, and Rachel, too, if she happens to be listening with you. And Karen. Hi, Karen. She says, I love that. Thank you. And you are very welcome. And then Tara, she says, just popping in to say hi. I'm off to work now. Happy holidays. Tara, please have a wonderful evening at work. Thank you so much for popping in. I'm so glad you did. And have a wonderful night at work tonight. And we'll see you on the other side. Happy holidays. Marina. Hi, Marina. She says, hi, Jay. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And I'm just so glad that you're here tonight. And Renee says, it has been very windy here in the morning. So that wind, those winds of change, they're blowing through. They're coming through. Karen says, congratulations, Jay. I'll miss your encouraging emojis in the audience. Thank you for everything. You're very welcome. Well, Karen, guess what? You kind of gave me an opportunity to talk a little bit about the new format. So far, I'm not going to be changing my time. I'm going to keep it at 4 p.m. Pacific here on Wednesdays. And I'm going to be being a little bit more strategic and strategize a plan with my radio show where I can do pre-records, where I can get real strategic with a topic and or start having more guests on my show that we do pre-records. So the show is still fun and exciting like a live show, even though it will still be a pre-record. And I'm thinking about fun and exciting ways to still be able to do readings. So there will still be a sense of interaction. And I will still be able to pop in the comments from time to time. But you're right. It will not be the same for now. But you never know what special pop-up shows might be able to happen when I can pop in live every now and again. Renee says, congratulations on the new job, Jay. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate it so much. And Marina says, may I have a card, please? Marina, you sure can. So one thing I was going to do tonight that was a little bit different that came through while I was cleaning out everything. I have a book called What You Need to Know Now, the Leeching Messages. What You Need to Know Now, the Leeching Messages. So I'm going to go ahead and pull your card and your message, so to speak, from this book. And each page is a different message. And in a sense, it's like being able to pull a card from a deck, only it's a pulling a card from a book. So I'm pulling this card from Marina. And it says, more important than the science of mind is the silence of mind. Let me read that again. And this is, I'll call the card an inside job. And the message for the card, an inside job, it says, more important than the science of mind is the silence of mind. That is so profound. And I've used this book so much in the past. I've never come across this message because this one would kind of hit me. It would hit me. I would remember it. And it's hitting me now. So Marina, this is for all of us. This is truly for all of us. But more important than ever, this is a time to get a hold of your mind. Like, I feel like there's some overthinking that's happening. Like, there's some old stories that your mind is trying to get you to come on in on. And it's really important to, like a muscle, like you would work at the gym, that you resist that pull of your mind to come back into that old worn out view. I feel like a new view, looking at things from your presence, is far more valuable than sitting back and like telling a story to yourself about it. So this is the time to get real. This is the time to bring in the counter narrative voice, to be able to also bring in the other part of this story that can help balance it out. And that you're bringing in the facts, like the real true information, and not like so much looking at it with the filter of feelings and emotions. There's something to being able to look at everything from more of like a bigger picture view right now. But I'll let you sit with this because it hit me in a good way, in a great way, honestly. And I feel like this is the kind of thing that's hitting all of us that hear these wise words. Let's all take this in and take it to heart. What does the Holy Spirit want to show you about this? More important than the science of mind is the silence of mind. And for those of you that have experienced the actual silence of your mind, and if that's not your normal, and for many of us empaths, that's not our normal. But when you can get that kind of silence, when you can get that kind of peace, it's the kind of thing that's like can make your jaw drop. It can make your jaw drop, especially when you're experiencing it for the first time. And I don't feel like this is your first time, Marina, but I just feel like it's important to remind yourself of that space and to get yourself back into it. All right. I hope that helps. Let me know in the comments. And I'm just looking at Katie Weaver. She had her show yesterday. And I'm seeing just now her holiday special that she had. And I love this color and the holiday cheer. She did a great job on her holiday banner. All right. I just saw it right now, so I wanted to comment on it. I'm sure many of you probably were listening in and already got to see it. Okay, so I'm really curious out there, do any of you have any trips planned, or any of you traveling this holiday season? Or are you staying in on a staycation? Do you not even get time? I have an interesting thing. I'll be starting my job December 23rd. That's my first day, December 23rd. And then I'll be off the 24th and 25th. How exciting is that? And then I go back to work after that. So it's going to be a great way to ease into my new work life at the high rise and go from there. And I'm excited to fill you in on what's new in the corporate world from my view at Regis. Okay, so Rosalie says, I like a card regarding romance in my life. Okay, I'm going to do a card from the book again. Let's see what card comes through from the book in regards to your romance in your life. And it says, is what you are thinking about or talking about what you want to be manifesting? Wow. Oh, where did that go? Wow, this book, it just like popped to that and then popped away. Okay, here is what you are thinking about or talking about what you want to be manifesting. So what I'm feeling right here, Rosalie, is looking at where your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, where do they meet and where are they on polar opposite sides of the fence? And what do I mean by that? So you may very much, that was like two trains crossing. You may want consciously to have romance in your life, but subconsciously there might be a part of you that wants to heal in a certain area. And I'm speaking generally, I'm not speaking specifically here, but just for example, the subconscious part of you, the more intuitive part of you, might have a different idea for you right now than romance, than getting involved with another person. It may rather you have more emphasis on being independent and being on your own and focusing that energy on yourself. So I feel right now it's the kind of thing where it's looking at where are you at? Like, again, not just on the surface, but the deeper part of you. And I feel like it's more for you. You want romance, really getting into the why do you want romance? What kind of romance do you want to experience? What kind of romantic adventure do you want to have? How do you want to feel? Like, that's really important to get clear about right now, because that's helping you put your co-creative vote in with the universe on what you want. Like, talking about, like, how it's not working out, like how you never meet the right guy, or like there's never good guys around, like when you're out and about, those kind of things, I would try to begin to minimize and to stop, because that isn't helping the cause, so to speak. And so it's the kind of thing, I understand that might be what you are experiencing. But again, it may not be what you really want to be experiencing. And it's better to talk as if than to like be a victim to the story, your own story, that is, and to talk from that space. So I feel like it's like a fine-tuning adjustment. I don't feel like I'm bringing you revolutionary news that you haven't heard before. But I do feel like this is an opportunity to really take a look at things from a fresh perspective, so you can move from that place with the most current information and not like where your feet are like kind of in quicksand of the like past. I feel like there's something to looking at this from a fresh perspective. All right, Rosalie, thank you so much. I hope that helps. I'm not used to doing readings before the 30 minute mark, and I feel like we've been doing readings for a bit, and we're just now crossing the 30-minute mark, so it's kind of fun. We got plenty of time, so please check in. Oh, I need to get my... Hold on, everybody. I got to plug in my computer. All right, I just have to change things around a bit to make sure that I can reach the cord. Give me one moment. Oh, of course, the battery decided that it was ready to take a break. All right, let me refresh the page here so I can check in on everybody. And am I the only one that's experiencing a lot of change in their life? Have you all been experiencing a lot of change? I'm curious about that. I could just be extra sensitive about it because I'm a Taurus. Right, Taurus Sun, Capricorn Rising. All right, so Karen says, "Hi Jay, I'm feeling different. More at peace than the last 2 days or so. Did I have a shift in my sleep or just more rest? Thank you." It feels like both and, that to answer your question about sleep and rest. It's both and, but let's see what the message is. All right, your message, Karen. It is wise to get proficient at manifesting, at getting that which you desire to come to you as easily and effortlessly as possible. All right, my voice gave out there at the end. Let me read that again. This is for Karen M. It is wise to get proficient at manifesting, at getting that which you desire to come to you as easily and effortlessly as possible. I feel like there's something to you getting out of your own way and really allowing that whole let go, let God cliche business come in, but it's a real thing. But active surrender, where you're actively giving over your life and the situations in your life to God for help and assistance, and to, again, it's like actively hand it over. I feel like there is something helpful in that right now, because it is in trying to do everything for too many people that rest and sleep has become an issue. And it's like you've had to carve back that time, that space for yourself, as if it was somebody else's, but it's really all your energy that you've handed out around that you're having to like get back. So that's part of what's happening too with the sleep and the rest is a certain kind of recall of your energy. The more that you, the more that your time management helps serve you and everyone else, not just everyone else in your life. I hope that helps, Karen. Marina says, thanks for the message. I love it. You're welcome, Marina. I'm so glad that resonates with you. I'm so glad you joined us this evening. It's so great that you are here, and I feel your vibes. I feel your energy, and I'm sending hugs, and I hope you're enjoying your time around the myth. Well, it's the mythical, but it's really the mythical, the magical, and the, what word was I going to use? Mystical campfire, the mystical 1-2 campfire. Yeah, it was mystical. There. It finally came out, the mystical campfire around that we're sitting around here, that 1-2 campfire, that metaphoric campfire. Maybe that was the word. All right. Mady says, hi, everyone. I was distracted with a phone call, but wanted to say congratulations on your new job, Jay. You're welcome, matey. Thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate the well wishes as well. Don't worry about the distraction. It happens. Let me know if you want me to pull a book card for you. If you've all been listening, I've been pulling messages from a book called What You Need to Know Now. What You Need to Know Now. And I'm pulling it as if I'm pulling like a card, a message from a card from a deck. Rosalie says, thank you. I've been working hard on staying in the present rather than the past. Well, let that be the confirmation that you are on the right track and to keep going. Keep going. It's something that we have to keep working at, that reprogramming and bringing in a new pattern. Like that new pattern takes time. Just like the old pattern didn't get there overnight, the new pattern isn't going to get in there overnight either. And so that's what takes some time, a little bit more time than our human brain wants to have it be. Sometimes it's like, it just feels like it takes forever sometimes, but I feel it's really our brain getting in the way when it just takes what it takes. It just takes what it takes. And the more we can just let that be and not have to attach a time to it, the quicker that time can be. I think the more we get fixated on the time, the longer we're like adding on the time clock, in essence, generally speaking. Of course. All right. So we have a thing called the gratitude board happening over on the 12listen.com page. That's the sister site to 12 Radio, where you're listening to me. And you can reach many of your favorite radio personalities and others for one-on-one support and guidance and readings, healing sessions, astrology chart readings, human design readings. There's oracle card readings, tarot readings, all the psychic readings, aura readings, all kinds of readings happening. And you can find all that over at 12listen.com. And one of the things that's happening over there that's for free is the gratitude board. And that's what you can, of course, put what you're grateful for. And the great thing about gratitude is it spreads, it expands, it grows, and it does it exponentially, especially when we join together. So on the gratitude board, it gives us a place to join together on our gratitude. It gives us a chance to expand the gratitude and the things that we're grateful for that are already happening. And it's also a place to put and lead the way and path pave the way for what we also want to experience in the way of manifesting. You can put what you want to manifest, if you haven't already manifested it, still put it in present tense as if you already have, because like I said, we're putting jet fuel behind it. We're going to get it to manifest into being through that gratitude board by putting in our gratefulness, our gratitude and appreciation, and all of us advisors and everybody that's a part of the 12 universe, we are doing it together, and that's what raises it exponentially. That's what makes it like jet fuel. All right. Let me go ahead and refresh. Don't forget, you have to change top comments to all comments on Facebook in our private chat. And let me just make sure that I am working out and seeing everybody's comment as they come in. I try to look at them from a first come, first serve basis as far as how they're coming in, especially when it comes to readings. But we got plenty of time today if you'd still like a reading. Karen says, She says, yes, as always, your message resonates. I'm amazed at the time I have now. It's been a minute. Wonderful, Karen. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad the message resonates. Please continue to take good care of yourself. Geraldine says, new job. Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Geraldine. I appreciate that. There's always something good when change happens. I used to be in a camp of being afraid of change. Of God, that means the other shoe's going to drop. Kind of like fear of change. And then realized it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. It really doesn't. And so, but I didn't know that until I started to change my way of looking at change. I had to change my mind. And if you are new, or not even new, well, if you're new, you're still going to hear about it. But if you've been at it a while, you're going to hear about it. But that whole change your mind, change your experience, there really is something to that. But it's something that happens over time. It doesn't happen in an instant. But it is a process of opening our mind, I would say, to let in other information, to let in other ways of being, to let in the other side of the story, to give us more that's available in life. It's how it comes in. It comes in through change. So I've given up being afraid of it, and it's 444. So I'm going to pull a message for all of us, a change message. And I'm going to give two messages. Here's message number one. This is what you need to know now. This is a general message for all of us. The good earth has so much to teach you. If you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hands to touch. The good earth has so much to teach you. If you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hands to touch. This is a call for us to connect to the earth. Connect to the beauty that's around you. And remember that this is a dualistic kind of place. That the garbage heap and the flower garden can be right in front of you, right next to each other. And that's kind of how life on earth is. Beautiful things right next to some really ugly things. But it's where we put our focus. That's where we impress upon the universe what we want to experience. And it begins to bring in more of that. But the other is always going to be right there. And so it is a matter of how we master our ability to focus on the good, on the beauty, on what's most important to us, and not ignoring the garbage heap and the shadow, but not letting it run things either. So the good earth has so much to teach you. If you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hands to touch. All right, let me take a quick drink and then I'll get message number two. Sometimes your abundance is only waiting upon your appreciation and your recognition of it. I love this. This is our abundance and gratitude message. Message number two for all of us. Sometimes your abundance is only waiting upon your appreciation and your recognition of it. Sometimes your abundance is only waiting upon your appreciation and your recognition of it. Where have you been ignoring the good in your life? Because the good isn't good enough. This is a call for us to really appreciate all of it. The good, the bad, the everything. And not from like we're just putting up with nonsense and bullshit. But so we can be present to life. We can choose and do what we got to do from like I'm going to show up and respond in my presence. Not react in my reaction. And that requires us to show up and be present and be different in every moment. And not that we are a different person, but each moment is asking us to show up in a different way. It's asking for something different out of us. 7 So another fun book of quotes. And so I'm going to pull a quote of the night for this holiday season. I love it. The Rules for Being Amazing by Robin Sharma. Robin Sharma. The Rules of Being Amazing. Risk more than is required. Learn more than is normal. Be strong. Show courage. Breathe. Excel. Love. Lead. Speak your truth. Live your values. Laugh. Cry. Innovate. Simplify. Adore mystery. Adore mastery and mystery, but it's adore mastery. Release mediocrity. Aim for genius. Stay humble. Be kinder than expected. Deliver more than is needed. Exude passion. Shatter your limits. Transcend your fears. Inspire others by your bigness. Dream big, but start small. Act now. Don't stop. Change the world. Wow. Thank you, Robin Sharma. The Rules of Being Amazing. You are amazing. And amazing, how you're living it out might not be what others consider is amazing. But as long as you consider amazing, as long as it's amazing because it is a progress that you're making with yourself, that's what matters more than whether it's amazing to the world, quote, whatever that means, whatever that is, however we tell ourselves, however we compare ourselves. Comparison is the theft of joy. Mark Twain. Comparison is the theft of joy. It takes us right out of our peace, and it takes us right out of our ability to enjoy the life that we do have. The amazingness that is here. So please don't do that. I did that for a good amount of my life. I was blocking out and not able to appreciate all the amazing good that I had created for myself. I did not appreciate it because I didn't know how. I thought, well, this is it. Like this is it. Yes, this is it. And how tremendous that is. But I didn't understand it. I didn't value it. And so I wasn't able to keep it. And so I had to spend my time learning how to find myself and to be able to speak my truth and to find my own priorities and passions and to be able to talk about them in the world and to be able to show myself in that way because I had hid myself in that way. So for me, that took some time, and a lot of that change was internal, but I value it above, I don't regret anything, and I value it above all else. I wouldn't say that I value it above all else, but it's huge. It's huge. In the sense of the totality of all the places life has taken me and continues to take me. I feel like it all has led to me being able to be the most well-rounded person I can be at any given moment, knowing that that's always going to change as I grow, as I expand. All right, everybody, we are running out of time. This is the last show of the year for 2024. We're going to take a break for the holiday season, but don't fret. We're going to be back in the new year, starting with shows the week of January 6th. So there is going to be a couple weeks where you're going to hear a lot of replays. You might hear a couple pop-up shows with some hosts that are going to come in with something brand new. But more than likely, there's going to be replays all the way through from the end of this week of live shows through when we pick things back up on January 7th, Monday, January 7th. So again, it has been a pleasure and an honor to be here with you weekly and daily as your producer. But I am not going that far away. Please don't be a stranger. I'm going to be still very much a part of the 1-2 world. I'm just changing roles and transforming. You know, Wizard J, I have to do wizardy, transformy things. So that's it for now. Please stick around for all the amazing shows that are up next. Ginger comes up with Heart Matters. Then it's Oliver and Raven coming up with our 2-hour special, holiday special. Stick around for that. This has been the Jay Varvel Show here on 1-2 Radio. where we are changing the way you listen to the world. All right, that's it, everybody. Please have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye for now.